Thank you so much for listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It's Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and I can't help but share how grateful I am to each and every one of you for listening, and even more to all of our generous patrons. Over 300 people make a pledge of as little as $1 per episode to support this show every week. It allows us to keep this show running each and every week, with the occasional days off, and we greatly appreciate your support of the show. Thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving from all of us at the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 637. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I am a musician and podcaster, and this podcast is here for you and to help the incredible artists who generously share their music with you. The goal is to bring you two together, the Celtic music lover and the musicians, so that musicians can keep making music that you want to hear. And if you do hear music you love, please email the artist, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And this is the last regular episode of the show for 2023, one where you can vote for your favorite songs and tunes in the Celtic Top 20, and I'm going to tell you more about that at the end of the show. We still have shows next month. One is going to highlight Celtic bands with music videos. Another is a song request episode for those who supported the Kickstarter back in the summer. Then we have a Christmas episode, and we will finish off the year with the best of 2023 episode based on your favorite songs and tunes from throughout the year. I'm really excited to see who the winners are, so keep following the show for details. And if you're a Celtic musician who would like to be on the podcast, just complete the permission form at forkelts.com. I'm also looking at the idea of adding short interviews to the podcast in 2024, so if there's a band you'd like to hear on the show, drop me a line. You can send an email to gift@bestcelticmusic.net. You'll get an autoresponder to also pick up a free ebook called Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music while you're there. Email gift@bestcelticmusic.net. And of course, Celtic Christmas Music is the podcast that's going to be going in full swing now that Thanksgiving is over. So go to CelticChristmasPodcast.com to subscribe and listen to that show as well. Let's get on with the show. We kicked off the show with Haneke Castle and Dave Weisler with On the Morning Tide from her album Many Happy Returns. And the Gothard sisters have a brand new Christmas album called A Celtic Christmas. This is a Winterberry set. I felt like I could play it before the Christmas show because it's a fun, upbeat tune set. Here is the Gothard sisters. Thank you.
said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she came close beside me.
17 stuffed teddy bears lay on a cold gravestone. One for every year that you've been gone. Just to say I love you and I'm thinking of you still. I always will. 17 red roses placed in a heart-shaped vase. Tattered, torn, and broken just like mine. Even though the tears are flowing gently down my face, I'll be just fine. I wish I could have known you even for a little while, but that's not the way the world had planned. I just have to close my eyes and an angel smile. One day that might help me understand why unlike sound, angel dust won't slip right through my hand. Seventeen bright candles left lighting in your name, all beside each other in a row. Broken-hearted memories flicker in each flame, and through the afterglow, I wish I could have known you even for a little while, but that's not the way the world had planned. Just have to close my eyes and see an angel smile. One day that might help me understand why unlike sound, angel dust won't slip right through my hand. Now it's time for me to say goodbye. Sorry that my tears dripped on your stone. 17 times I tried not to cry, but I hate to leave you here alone. I wish I could have held you even for a little while, but that's not the way the world had planned. I just have to close my eyes and see an angel smile. One day that might help me understand why unlike sound, angel dust won't slip right through my heart. Why unlike sound, angel dust won't slip right through my heart. 17 stuffed teddy bears lay on a cold gray stone. One for every year that you've been gone.
After the Gothard sisters came Dervish with She Moved Through the Fair from The Great Irish Songbook, then Brad Reed with The Lame Duck from The Conundrum, and we finished up the set with Song for Kelly by The High Kings. That was from their brand new album, The Road Not Taken. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? Please email me. I'd love to see your picture of what you're doing while listening or of a band that you saw recently. We have some holiday shows coming up, so maybe you could send out a Christmas comment if you have that you'd like to share. Email me. CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Kale Wirsch emailed photos and wrote, "Thank you for the show. I really enjoyed being able to take along a varied section of fresh Irish and Celtic music to enjoy far from civilization or along a cobblestone street after a pint. Last summer solstice, I began bicycling alone from Connecticut towards Yellowstone, planning to winter in Arizona. 16 months later, I returned to Connecticut after 17,000 miles and about 40 episodes of the Celtic and Irish Music Podcast. I picked up a couple of tin whistles along the way to dive a little deeper into the spirit. With love, Kale Whale." Thank you so much, Kale. That sounds absolutely brilliant. I hope you had an absolutely wonderful trip. Kale sent some pictures of cobblestones and Yellowstone and camping, and it just sets my heart alight because those days, man, I would love to do something like that. I keep wanting to do my Celtic invasion vacations and schedule a time when we can go biking. You know, it's nice driving along the roads and such and seeing the beautiful sights, but something about being outside with the wind blowing through your hair as you're on a bike. Oh my God. That would just be amazing. So, maybe I'll do that in one of my upcoming Celtic invasion vacations. Maybe even, who knows, wonder if we could do something like that for a Scotland trip next year while we're drinking whiskey. All right. Strings and Things is a new band with Foom Gathering from their album, The Unsolicited Dance. Thank you.
dear, it's you I'd be kissing. Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I'd be kissing. She smiled and replied, you don't know what you're missing.
Thank you. a smile, a kiss, a warm embrace is all I ever wanted from you, girl. It's times like this I do so miss the arms of the one I left behind. Sitting on my own alone in London, wondering what the hell I'm doing here. No one speaks and no one answers. I could do a smile, a kiss, a warm embrace is all I ever wanted from you, girl. And it's times like this I do so miss the charm from the one I left behind. Stay here. How can I return a sorry man? What do you think? Am I crazy? Before you answer, please remember that you're the only one for me. And if you wish, I'll return to make you mine.
After Strings and Themes came Falline with Hares on the Mountain from Far Hills, then Willows and Massimo Giutini with The Donegal Brew from Now On, and we finish up the set with The One I Left Behind by Brendan Monaghan from his album Lovers Always Win. And I was a little bit shocked when I realized Brendan was not, I think I had him on the podcast at one point a long time ago, but I've had one of his songs, his Christmas songs, on one of my playlists for years now, and I absolutely love it. And I was like, I wonder if he has anything else, any other music. So I dropped him an email, and he submitted some music to the podcast. Thank you again, patrons of the podcast. I want to send out a big shout-out to our Celtic legends, Bill Mandeville, Marty Myers, Brenda, Karen, Emma Bartholomew, Dan McDade, Bob Harford, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Gary R. Hook, Linda McNeil, Kelly Garrod, Annie Lorkowski, and Sean Kelly. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast if you want to do so. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $27, whatever makes you happy. Make sure to cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon. Follow the link, songhinge.com. It takes you right over to Patreon. Next up is Fearin with MacArthur Road, Pipe Major John Campbell. It's from their album, The Long Lunch. Thank you.
Yeah.
After Farin came Manran with Pert Urar from their album Urar. It's a Scottish band, and I'm loving their music. Especially they're doing a lot of Scots Gaelic, so go check them out. You can find them at manran.co.uk. After Manran came Catherine Tickle and The Darkening with One Night in Moana from Cloud Horizons. That's another track I found on Folk on Foot, and I absolutely loved it. Just a rocking set of fun tunes, a good music video as well, if you get a chance to go check that out. Go check it out. I would highly recommend it. All right, this is the last chance to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. You have until December 8th to vote for your favorite songs in this show. Then the polls are closed. Now, there will be one final highlight reel with just a week to vote for your favorite songs and tunes so that we can compile the end of year best of 2023 episode. I don't know what I was thinking. Got my timing all wrong, but one of these days I'll figure it out. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2023 episode. Oh, and remember, you can also follow our playlists on Spotify and YouTube. These feature the top songs 2 weeks after the polls open. It also makes it easier for you to add these artists to your own playlists. And the Spotify playlist is just fantastic. I listen to it all the time now because it's so engaging. I think about next year for the YouTube one, I might just focus on bands who have music videos. I'm going to start asking bands if they do have those, and maybe we can spread the word in other ways. Well, it's time to finish up the show. Olivia Bradley will sing us out with Mountains of Pomeroy from her album Misty Morning Shore. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back in 2 weeks with one of our special episodes. Have a wonderful couple of weeks. A marvelous Thanksgiving. Sláinte.
Upon the mountains high. night. Fear not the fall for me. No chain shall fall, but e'er be tied on the arm that would be free. Oh, leave your cruel kin and come when the lark is in the sky, and it's with my God. Of Pomeroy, the moon has come, she rose and fled from her cruel kin and home, and bright the wood and rosy red, and the tumbling torrents foam. But the mist came down and the tempest roared and did all around destroy, and a pale drowned bride met Bernardine on the mountains of Pomeroy. Of Pomeroy.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to follow the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free, plus you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.